This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil.
The death toll from a Florida building collapse has risen to at least 86, with 43 people still missing. Meanwhile, a structural engineer investigating the cause of the collapse of the Miami area condominium tower last month said the investigation analyzed a number of possible scenarios to eliminate potential causes until they are able to identify what triggered the collapse. Speaking to the Associated Press, Alan E. Kilschheimer said that he and his team were using 2D and 3D modeling to look at load supporting elements, wind conditions, and other variables. While Kilschheimer said that it's too early to say what exactly caused the collapse, he has been able to study the North Building and perform materials testing to compare with the building that actually collapsed. The leaders of North Korea and China traded messages vowing to strengthen cooperation on the anniversary of their Treaty of Friendship, Cooperation, and Mutual Assistance between the two countries. That is according to North Korea's KCNA news agency. And a message to China's Xi Jinping, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un said that their relationship is vital in the face of hostile foreign forces, while Xi promised to bring cooperation to a new stage. China has been North Korea's only major ally since the two signed the treaty, and ballistic missile programs have made it more dependent than ever on Beijing for trade and other support. Xi's message said that he plans to provide greater happiness to the two countries and their people by strengthening communications with Kim and by steadily looking to the relationship of friendship. This is VOA News. One of Hong Kong's most established pro-democracy civic organizations said that it's letting go of its paid staff, and they're cutting in half the size of its steering committee after Beijing stepped up its crackdown on opposition activity in the semi-autonomous Chinese city. The Hong Kong Alliance in Support of Patriotic Democratic Movements of China is best known for organizing an annual rally and candlelight vigil remembering those killed in the bloody 1989 crackdown on pro-democracy protests in Beijing's Tiananmen Square. The group said in a statement Saturday that seven of its 14 remaining steering committee members had decided to step down in the face of growing political and legal risk. On the seven members, or one of the seven members remaining three, are currently in jail for protest-related activities. The city of New York is seeing an uptick in COVID-19 cases as vaccination rates slowly rise, according to the state's latest data release Saturday. About 525 people each day are tested positive for COVID-19 in New York for the 7 days through Friday. That is up from 369 people and a 42% increase for the prior week. It is unclear why more people in New York are testing positive at a time when fewer people are getting tested. Russia on Saturday reported 752 coronavirus-related deaths. That is the most confirmed in a single day since the pandemic began. The Federal Statistics Agency has kept a separate death toll. It said on Friday that it had recorded around 290,000 deaths related to COVID-19 between April 2020 and May of this year. Ethiopia's Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed's Prosperity Party won the most seats in Ethiopia's parliamentary election. It's a victory that assures him another term in office. His party won 410 of the 436 parliamentary seats. He hailed the June 21st vote as the country's first free and fair election after decades of repressive rule. However, an opposition boycott, war, ethnic violence, and logistical challenges overshadowed the election in some areas. Voting did not take place in three of Ethiopia's 10 regions. And finally, Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan Saturday welcomed Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas in Istanbul. Turkey's authorities released a statement Friday saying that the latest developments in the Israeli-Palestine conflict. By remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.